of journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just a second. Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass descent.
These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Thursday, June 24th, 2010, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar.
It just makes me stop and think.
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 Silence is not an option.
Shop till you drop. Consuming kids and the century of the self. We'll spend the hour examining the history of American consumer culture and the insidious marketing methods used by corporations to get you to buy the things you don't need.
But I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising.
Good morning and welcome to Uprising. A recent Gallup poll found that consumer spending this month is returning to what retailers call a new normal, or what are essentially lower levels of consumer spending. The poll split people surveyed into three categories, upper, middle, and lower income, and a report accompanying the poll found the obvious result, that middle and lower income consumers do not have a lot of money to spend. This is not surprising, with national unemployment at 9% and national underemployment at 18%. But retailers are still courting the less than wealthy consumer through new advertising campaigns and branding strategies. Walmart dropped its tagline, "Always low prices," in favor of "Save money, live better," hoping that the new slogan conveyed a higher quality of life through shopping. Instant coffee companies are appealing to lower-income people by selling their product as a cheaper alternative to a daily trip to the coffee shop. Companies within the telecom industry that enjoy monopoly status, like Comcast Cable TV and Verizon Internet, are refusing to lower their cost of services, but are advertising more channels or faster services for the same high prices. At the heart of the crisis is an almost complete dependence of economic recovery on consumer spending, despite job scarcity and wage depression. That dependence on consumer spending goes back just a few decades in American history, and today we'll spend the hour focusing on how Americans are pressured into shopping at all costs, the tricks that advertisers use to lure us into the malls, including our children, the focus groups, the PR firms, and the market research, all designed to make us better consumers at the expense of our well-being. And we'll give you an opportunity to spend your money in meaningful ways, like supporting your favorite radio station. We'll be featuring three important documentaries, all available as thank you gifts, starting with Shop Till You Drop, a film created by the prestigious Media Education Foundation. Shop Till You Drop explores the history of consumer culture and how corporate tactics have changed over the years. The documentary is available as a thank you gift to you at 818-985-5735 for a pledge of just $10 a month or $120.
The world we move through now bears few traces of our industrial past. Everywhere we look, we see signs of modern capitalism's most enduring legacy, an immense accumulation of commodities and objects and manufactured desires. Things and messages marketing things now saturating every part of our culture and shaping virtually every aspect of our everyday lives, so that in many ways, we're no longer defined by the work that we do, but by the objects we consume. Industrial society has morphed into the consumer society.
The typical middle to upper middle class household occupies more than 2,000 square feet of floor space, owns at least two cars, a couple of couches, numerous chairs, beds and tables, a washer and dryer, more than two televisions, a VCR, and has cable. The kitchen contains a conventional oven, a microwave, a frost-free refrigerator, a blender, a coffee maker, a tea kettle, a food processor, and so many pots, pans, dishes, cups, glasses, storage containers, kitchen utensils, and pieces of flatware that they aren't even counted. Elsewhere in this house are a personal computer and a printer, telephones, an answering machine, a calculator, a stereo or CD player, musical instruments, and many pieces of art. In addition to paintings and reproductions, there are decorative items such as vases, plates, and statuettes, photographs in frames, and knickknacks. In the bathroom are a hairdryer, a scale, perhaps an electric toothbrush or shaver, and cabinets overflowing with towels, shampoos, conditioners, face creams, and other cosmetics. The closets are stuffed with clothes and shoes of all types, dresses, suits, pants, shirts, sweaters, coats, hats, boots, sneakers, flats, pumps, walking shoes, patent leathers, and loafers. And don't forget the jewelry. In addition to watches, the diamond ring, and other high-value items, there's usually a large collection of costume jewelry, bead necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. The family room is filled with books, videos, tapes, CDs, magazines, and more photos and knickknacks. The floors are covered with rugs or carpet, and throughout the house are scattered other pieces of furniture, accented perhaps with dried or silk flowers. Stored in the garage or basement is all the sports equipment, such as bicycles and skis, as well as luggages and totes, lawn and garden tools. In addition to all these durable products, households spend heavily on services such as childcare, movies, restaurants and bars, hotel stays, airplane trips, haircuts, massages, visits to Disney World, lawyer bills, insurance premiums, interest payments, and sometimes rental on the storage space where even more stuff resides. If you are a typical consumer, you did not always have so much. There was probably a time in your adult life when you could fit everything you owned into your car and drive off into the sunset. Now you need professionals to transport your possessions.
If I find something that I really love, I've got to have it. If that's materialistic, yes.
Americans are, in fact, too materialistic.
Is that a joke question? Oh my God, it's disgusting.
We're an extremely materialistic culture.
Now, wait a minute, just a minute. What's wrong with this type of materialism?
I think many of us in our society, our consumer society, are so distracted, so alienated, so fragmented by the whole consumption process that we are not sure if we've actually been alive.
Feeling alive in this country has come to be a counterfeit feeling, and that we think that when we buy something, we have an excitement, and we think we're feeling alive.
The problem is that the moment doesn't last because it's brought on by particular circumstances. So then you have to shop again or have sex again or do whatever it is that brought on the blissful experience.
I wish my living room were all redone.
In most of human history, having more did make you happier. And that's not true anymore.
On one level, the Industrial Revolution transformed the very nature of work, replacing the slow, deliberate age of craftsmanship with the planned frenzy of the factory.
Machines, inventions, power, black out the past. Forget the quiet cities. Bring in the steam and steel, the iron men, the giants. Open the throttles faster and faster.
But on another level, as the sheer speed and efficiency of the new age exploded into unprecedented levels of productivity, something more fundamental was in the process of being transformed. The very way people saw themselves and their place in the world. In the process, revolutionizing not only how much stuff we were able to produce for others, but how much we would be able to acquire for ourselves.
Right before the century turned, we had the roaring 90s.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
My baby.
Send me a kiss by wire.
Which were a period like the 1920s and the 1980s and 90s, which was a period, a lot of wealth being made, a lot of wealth being concentrated at the top. So the distribution got more and more unequal.
So in American culture, the first person that really looked carefully at over-the-top consumption was this wonderful, curmudgeon, cantankerous character named Thorstein Veblen.
Thorstein Veblen wrote his classic theory of the leisure class, and that was a partly satirical but very serious look at the growing role of using products to convey social status and to create social superiority. You know, obviously took a dislike to ostentation and wealth, saw it as a, you know, a violation of the type of values that he thought the country should be expressing.
And for the first time, he really laid out the importance of consumption as a way of defining self, that you would consume as he said, conspicuously, because you wanted somebody else to see exactly who you were.
That's an excerpt of the documentary Shop Till You Drop, produced by the Media Education Foundation, at this point discussing the book by Thorstein Veblen, The Theory of the Leisure Class, which was the first book to come up with this concept of conspicuous consumption that has really become a mainstay now of American culture. We want you to have a copy of this very important documentary. Most importantly, we want you to support this very important radio station. You can do that by calling us right now and pledging $10 a month to KPFK. $120 pledge to KPFK at 818-985-5735. We'll send you a copy of the DVD, Shop Till You Drop. And for the first 10 callers who call in and pledge at the $120 or more level, we'll also give you a pair of tickets if you're free this Saturday, June 26th at 6 p.m. Two tickets to the 1963 film, The Leopard, showing at the Orpheum Theater. It's part of the Los Angeles Film Festival. Very excited that we've got tickets to this newly restored version of the lavish 1963 film that's based on the book by the Italian writer Giuseppe di Lampedusa, and it stars Burt Lancaster, newly restored, and it's showing as part of the Los Angeles Film Festival at the Orpheum Theater this Saturday at 6 p.m. And the Orpheum Theater is located at 1005 Chick Hearn Court in Los Angeles, and your tickets will be at will call. If you call and pledge at the $120 level this morning, any donation of $120 or more to KPFK this hour will throw in a pair of tickets to see The Leopard at the Orpheum. Call your loved one right now, or your friend, or your partner, or your husband or wife, and ask them if you've got plans this Saturday, and then call us right back and let us know that you want a pair of tickets to check out the film. We'll also send you a copy, of course, of the DVD at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Let me give you a little update as well on where we are on the fund drive. You might be wondering, how long is this fund drive going to go for? How bad is the news? A couple of days ago, I told you that we hadn't even reached the halfway mark. Well, we finally did last night. We're now at $453,467. And that's the total amount of money that has been pledged so far in this pledge drive. Our goal is $900,000. So we're a little past the halfway mark. Money has been trickling in very slowly. We know that a lot of folks are, you know, watching the soccer matches and also, you know, a little bit worried about their own pocketbooks. We get that. So we're doing our best. We've downsized the goal to $700,000. That's right. We are taking a big hit at KPFK. We're downsizing our goal of $900,000 to $700,000. And so now we need to make about $246,000 before we can end this pledge drive. We want to do it really fast. That's just about 246 of you calling in and pledging at the $1,000 level. If we did that, we'd go back to regular programming tomorrow. Well, barring that, maybe we can get 50 or so calls this hour, this morning, from 8 to 9 a.m. during the uprising hour, pledging at the $120 level, or if you pledge at $300, we'll send you the four DVDs of the three films that we're featuring this hour. Shop Till You Drop, Consuming Kids, and The Century of the Self. Shop Till You Drop is available for pledge of $120, Consuming Kids for $120. The Century of the Self on two DVDs for $90. Together, it's a $300 pledge for all four DVDs and three documentaries. You can get them individually, and if you pledge at least $120, we'll throw in a pair of tickets to The Leopard at the Orpheum, the 1963 Burt Lancaster film, newly restored version, showing as part of the LA Film Festival at the Orpheum, beautiful Orpheum Theater. If you've never been there, you're definitely going to want to check it out this Saturday. You and a friend can go and see it on KPFK. You can put your money where your ears are. You can save your money from being spent on corporate products that you don't need. Instead of going to the mall, spend it on KPFK. It's a tax-deductible contribution. You'll feel like you're a better person, and we'll send you these documentaries that'll help you understand how the American economy has become so dependent on consumer culture. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. Now, we're also taking a page out of Amy Goodman's book. You might have heard our colleague Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, advertising a $2,000 dinner and a show pledge to KPFK, where you could fly to New York, pledge $2,000, have dinner with Amy. All right, so after a lot of thought, we decided that we would offer dinner with the Uprising crew, or breakfast if you want it, for a $1,000 pledge, half price. price. $1,000 pledge for dinner with the Uprising crew or breakfast. If you want to make it breakfast, you can come Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Watch the show live. You can sit in master control and look at the way the show is done through the glass. And we'll take you out to breakfast next door at 9 a.m. We'll give you a tour of the station. If you can't do weekday mornings, we'll take you in the evening. We'll make a reservation with you. We'll set it up with you at your convenience. Your date and time of your convenience. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. It's a $1,000 pledge for that. I'm not sure if we'll have any takers. If we do, that's fantastic. If not, I won't be offended. Shop Till You Drop is the film that we're featuring now. And I want to play for you another excerpt of this documentary. As you're listening, pledge a $120 donation to get a copy of this film, or you can also choose to get the, and you can also choose to get the tickets to see The Leopard at the Orpheum. In this next excerpt, we'll hear a little bit more of the history of how American consumerism came to be.
American culture does, after World War II, take a profound shift.
I wish I had a castle in the sky where we could watch the world go by with silver from the moonlight and gold from the sun in our own, just our own wishing castle in the sky.
As people who had always yearned to be part of the consumerist mentality were allowed in. And they were allowed in both because they had the disposable time and the disposable money. And also because the suppliers of objects, cars, refrigerators, all kinds of things that had been difficult to get to, now we're streaming this stuff at ever cheaper prices into a eager community of consumers.
Hurry, 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 hurry. The world is so full of a number of things, and we don't want to miss any.
And so you had more and more people from the working class being incorporated into a middle class lifestyle, being able to own homes, move to the suburbs, and so forth. The idea of keeping up with the Joneses arises in that context, and the idea is that the Joneses live, you know, in the house next door in the subdivision, and you're watching them as they accumulate Chevy, washing machine, television. Keeping up with the Joneses means trying to keep up with a rising standard of living, looking at people you know, people you live among, so it's a neighborhood-based model. I think the other important part about that model, in contrast to today, is that it was a model of face-to-face social interaction. People wanted things not because the advertisers told them they needed to have them, but because their neighbor had it and they saw the Chevy drive into the driveway. People saw the new clothing or the stuff for the kids or whatever it was, and they saw it and wanted it, and it was really a model of social comparison. In the 70s, you start to see things changing. A couple of big changes. One is the number of women going into the workforce, working for pay, increases, particularly among married women, married with children. They shift out of that more egalitarian neighborhood context into corporations, which are very hierarchical. And so they're exposed to people of higher economic levels, their boss, their boss's boss, and so forth. And then the other key thing is that instead of a situation in which people all up and down the economic distribution are pretty much just looking to others who are like them, more and more people start to gaze toward the top, the so-called affluent lifestyle. Now, that happens for a couple of reasons. One is that those people are becoming very conspicuous in the way they're consuming. They're getting into the newspapers and the magazines. Some of the most famous examples of this start in the 1980s, Dallas and Dynasty. Soap operas, which had always overrepresented the wealthy, come into prime time and are seen by many, many more people. This is the era where you have the show, The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, which eventually, you know, morphs into MTV's Cribs and then Home and Garden TV. And as people watch more and more media, they're no longer seeing what's happening with their neighbors because they're increasingly don't even know their neighbors. Or new kinds of houses got built where people drive right into the house when they come home and they don't have to go outside. So the decline of social interaction at the neighborhood level becomes very important. And it's a process like what Veblen was talking about in the 1890s. Really, really conspicuous consumption.
Enter the age of modern advertising. Consumption may have been conspicuous, but appeals to our consumer desires would become even more so, giving rise to a glistening new world of images and messages and brands. A world of surface appeals targeted at deep human needs by a new class of experts charged with awakening our inner urge to shop.
Shop Till You Drop, a new documentary by the Media Education Foundation exploring the history of American consumerism and American consumer culture and how the economy is now almost entirely dependent on consumer spending. And in this history, we're just up at the point where the modern advertiser and the modern consumer is about to be introduced in the film. I want to continue to play an excerpt of the film, but I want to remind you that while you're considering saving your dollars from corporate America, consider spending them on public radio at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Only KPFK dares to explore these kinds of subjects because we're not beholden to advertisers. We don't have to worry about offending advertisers in exploring and exposing their means and their methods to get you to spend money that you might often not have or money that you should be putting aside to support your favorite radio station. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. If you can spare $10 a month to KPFK and help us just finish raising this about $250,000 left that we need to raise to end this fund drive, it will go a very, very long way towards getting us to return to regular programming. I'm dying to get back to regular programming. Really, really can't wait to get back to regular programming so that I can do my job. I wasn't hired to fundraise continuously, and you don't listen to KPFK to listen to us fundraising continuously. And so those of you who haven't pledged yet, the new listeners or listeners who have been around for a long time but have never pledged before, or you pledged a few years ago or last year and you haven't renewed your pledge, you're the ones I'm talking to. Call us at 818-985-KPFK. And I have only one set of freebies this morning, and that's the tickets to see The Leopard at the Orpheum Theater. I gave away the wrong address earlier, by the way. The Orpheum Theater is located at 842 South Broadway in Los Angeles. Your tickets will be at will call. If you pledge at the $120 level or more, we'll throw in a pair of tickets if you want to this Saturday's screening. It's a one-time only screening as part of the Los Angeles Film Festival of this fantastic 1963 film that stars Burt Lancaster. If you're a film aficionado, you're going to want to watch this amazing film, which you know will rarely get a chance to see on the big screen. I'll tell you a little bit about the plot. Aging Sicilian Prince Don Fabrizio, played by Burt Lancaster, views the waning fortunes of his aristocratic line and culture as the middle classes rise to form a unified Italy in the 1860s. The film is set in Italy. Seeing his ambitious and savvy nephew, Tancredi Falconeri, played by Alain Delon, as the family's hope to continue the prestige of their family line in spite of these changing times, Don Fabrizio encourages the marriage of Tancredi to the beautiful daughter, played by Claudia Cardinale, of a wealthy former peasant, played by Paola Stoppa. The classic novel by Giuseppe Tomasi di Lampedusa sets the tone and provides the tale for this masterpiece, directed by Luchino Visconti. I want to play for you the trailer of this film now that is being shown as part of the Los Angeles Film Festival. That is this Saturday, the 26th of June, at the Orpheum Theater, beautiful theater in downtown LA at 842 South Broadway. You can get tickets to see it by pledging $10 a month to KPFK. We'll also send you a copy of the documentary Shop Till You Drop and give you these tickets. Let's take a listen to the trailer. You'll hear the voice of Burt Lancaster first.
Hello. Occasionally a role and a picture are so impressive that we behind the camera want to shout about it from the rooftops. I have just been privileged to work in such a picture. The film is The Leopard from the celebrated bestseller, and it provides one of the most challenging roles it's ever been my good fortune to portray. The beautiful Claudia Cardinale and Alain Delon are also starred under the masterful direction of Luchino Visconti. As you know, The Leopard won the Golden Palm Award for the Best Picture of 1963 at the Cannes International Film Festival. So it is a fitting offering to come to you from 20th Century Fox, who also gave you The Longest Day and Cleopatra.
A stunning visualization. Nostalgia very similar to Gone with the Wind, says Bosley Crowther of the New York Times. One of the great and exciting stories of modern times, and of the man who lived like a giant through it, claiming the land and all that it bore, down to the last peasant girl.
Prince, my prince.
Here is violence. And laughter. Soft, tender kisses. And seething passions.
Don't be afraid. I want you, but I won't take you now. Only after we're married.
All the powerful, tender, moving moods of the monumental novel come to life on the screen.
You make me feel young again, Angelica.
And that's the trailer of the film The Leopard, screening. It's an old-style trailer, as you can hear, quite amusing even. And it's playing at the newly restored version of this 1963 film is playing at the Los Angeles Film Festival this Saturday, June 26th at 6 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater. We have tickets. If you'd like to get a pair of tickets, all you have to do is pledge at the $120 level. That's $10 a month to KPFK at 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. The station has raised over $450,000. Finally, we're past the halfway mark of our original goal. We've downsized our goal from $900,000 to $700,000. That is still extremely urgent that we raise the money in order to get back to regular programming. And I'm not sure how we're going to make up that extra $200,000. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. And, you know, make sure that you support this very important radio station. I want to turn back to Shop Till You Drop, the documentary we'd been featuring earlier, but I need to hear from several of you calling in right now at 818-985-5735. Also, if you'd like to have dinner with the Uprising crew or breakfast, we're offering that as a thank you gift, taking a page out of Amy Goodman's book, for a pledge of $1,000. You don't have to travel anywhere if you live in the Southern California area, although if you live too far from Studio City, then we might have to make other arrangements, but we'll figure it out. Just call in, make the pledge, and we'll work it out with you any day and time of your choosing. You can do it in the morning on Monday through Friday on a weekday. Come in at 8 a.m., watch the show, and then we will take you out to breakfast at 9, or we can make arrangements with you on any night of the week for dinner. Your choice of date and time. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's a pledge of $1,000 for meal with the Uprising crew, and it's a pledge of $120 for Shop Till You Drop, or pledge $25, whatever you can afford. Keep this radio station on the air. We're working very hard to bring you programming that is in line with our mission. We're working very hard to bring you programming that informs you and educates you. It serves a dual purpose, these fund drives for us. We not only get a chance to showcase some of the best new documentaries and books that are out there that have a very high educational value and very, you know, they're very thought-provoking and full of important analysis and history, but we also, of course, raise the money to keep the station going rather than sell your ears to advertisers. We'd much rather not do that. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We have one caller on the line right now. I know we can do better than that. Folks, you who have not yet pledged this fund drive, who have not yet pledged this year, who have never pledged, you've either been listening for a long time and never pledged, or you're a new listener and you haven't had the chance to pledge yet. You're the ones that we're going for. You're the ones that we're urging to call us right now and make a pledge and keep the station on the air. We've been around for more than 50 years. This cannot be the last year of KPFK. We have never had a fund drive this bad, and I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but we need to be realistic and honest about, you know, the situation at the station, the financial situation overall, and we're counting on you to come through for us. We're counting on you to work by the honor system. You know, you listen for free to KPFK every single day. Yes, you don't have to pay for it like you pay for your cable television. The airwaves belong to the public, and we hope that we use them responsibly. But it's your responsibility to come back and pay the money and donate the money that it takes to keep this radio station going, because, you know, that's the model that we've built. That's the way in which we raise money. That's the way in which we keep the lights on here at the station. We don't do what other radio stations do. We don't have corporate underwriting. We don't have corporate advertising for a reason. It keeps us true to our mission. It keeps us beholden to you and accountable to you. And that's what public radio, democratic radio is all about. Progressive radio is all about people's radio. If you know, KPFK is powered by the people. That's our slogan. That literally means we're powered by you, the people. It literally means we're getting our donations through you, the people. And if you're a longtime listener to KPFK, and if you've already made your pledge, post it on your Facebook, tweet it to your friends, call up your friends, email them and let them know KPFK is in trouble. We need your help. We, you know, I need every single one of you, my friends, to go and make a pledge to KPFK and do your part. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. I want to turn back to Shop Till You Drop, The Crisis of Consumerism. That's a subtitle to the film. And the film features a number of authors who've written a number of books about the issue of American consumerism. It's beautifully visual and has an amazing soundtrack. And if it's coming from the Media Education Foundation, which it is, you know that it's high quality. That's a prestigious institution that produces only the best quality documentaries. And we work with people like them to bring you some of the best information that's out there. 818-985-5735.
For those of us who have enough, we are no longer stimulated by our cravings and our scarcity to consume more. So now, in order to make us consume more, we are subjected to a lot of propaganda.
Oh my God, everything is advertising.
We're being run by our subconscious drives. And as long as we're being run by our subconscious drives, then those who are conscious of those drives can manipulate them and control them. And so then it's really just lining up the barnyard animals. And farmers find if you play soothing music, the cows give better milk. So you get mall music everywhere.
We have opened our doors to the devil.
The machine of advertising and marketing that has just become phenomenally sophisticated over the last 40 or 50 years is in very large part running the whole consumer culture.
On every billboard, radio and television, on every newspaper and magazine.
And it's frightening because they've gotten so good at reaching in and finding what motivates, you know, the macho man or the even beautiful woman but who wants to be more beautiful or the uncomfortable teenager. Like, they know how to go straight to our fears.
Ladies and gentlemen, this commercial is going to use subliminal advertising.
In a very strange way, I think our society is being subjected to a kind of mind control.
That means you will never see or hear the name of the product.
It's very much to me like the movie The Matrix.
Sales, they've got to go up.
We have to step back out of the Matrix and learn how to make choices for ourselves.
Powerless.
I'll show you how powerless I am. My brain burns with it.
They've switched. It used to be, you know, if you buy this, then you'll be popular. And now it's buy this and you will be happy.
Make your holiday wishes come true.
They're very, very clever. And no, I think it's a, particularly towards kids.
I think it's enormously unfair to take some of the best trained minds in cognitive psychology, to take some of the best trained technicians working with computer animations and graphics, put those together into short segments of 30 seconds or so that tell people, well, here's who you are and here's what's important.
And that's another excerpt of the film Shop Till You Drop. Now, if you've ever watched television, which most of you probably have, and you watch the ads that come on, you're going to look at these ads in a completely different way after you watch these documentaries that we're featuring this hour, understanding why the advertisers have used the colors and the music that they're using, why they use the language that they use, the text on the screen that they use, all of it designed very carefully by marketers, many of whom have degrees in psychology and psychoanalysis and who use the ideas of psychoanalysts to try to entice you to buy things that you don't need. Very, very beautifully put together, usually, and slickly done. And it's all a matter of getting you to spend money to shore up the American economy. Instead of relying on producing goods that we need, this economy is now relying on people buying stuff they don't need. And you can learn all about it in this fantastic documentary, Shop Till You Drop, at 818-985-5735. It's just a pledge of $10 a month to KPFK. Can you spare, that's just a few cents a day, folks. Can you spend a few cents a day on KPFK? I'm sure most of you can. Most of you can support that and spare that and divert that money from shopping at the mall, shopping for stuff you don't need. Divert it into something that really matters, something that's really meaningful. You know, we don't have a team of marketers here to help us figure out what it is that's going to take you, that's going to make you pick up the phone and call. Sometimes it's hit or miss. Something we say entices people to call. Other times it's something we play. But we shouldn't have to do that, right? We should just be able to appeal in a direct and straightforward way to your sense of fairness and your sense of responsibility and obligation. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. It's a pledge of $10 a month or $120 pledge for Shop Till You Drop. Now, we're also featuring all three of the documentaries this hour. Shop Till You Drop, Consuming Kids, and The Century of the Self for a pledge of $300. That's a four DVD set. The documentaries are available $120 each. Century of the Self is a two DVD set for $90. If you add all of that up, it comes up to $330. We are combining it into a $300 conscious consumer pack is what we're calling it. It's a conscious consumer pack. It's $25 a month to KPFK. That's less than $1 a day. If you spend $25 a month on KPFK, you will be much happier person listening to KPFK and remembering that you've supported KPFK radio. And no, I'm not trying to make you false promises. I think what you're going to do when you spend your money on KPFK is you're going to be keeping KPFK alive for your children and your children's children. That's, I think, the most important thing. What a shame it would be if we lost this important treasure, this important legacy that has been around for more than 50 years, right? So if you can spare $25 a month to keep the most important public radio station alive in Southern California, you'll be doing a very, very good thing. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We'll send you four DVDs of the three films that we're offering this hour. I want to turn now to Consuming Kids, also produced by Media Education Foundation, a disturbing look at how American children have been targeted by advertisers in insidious ways. It's a must-see for all parents, teachers, and anyone interested in the well-being of children. Again, the number to call is 818-985-5735. Pledge $25 a month to KPFK. We'll send you all three films that we're featuring this hour.
Not since the end of World War II, at the height of the baby boom, have there been so many kids in our midst. There are now more than 52 million kids under 12 in all in the United States, the biggest burst in the U.S. youth population in half a century. And for American business, these kids have come to represent the ultimate prize. An unprecedented, powerful, and elusive new demographic to be cut up and captured at all costs. There's no doubt that marketers have their sights on kids because of their increasing buying power, the amount of money they now spend on everything from clothes to music to electronics, totaling some $40 billion every year. But perhaps a bigger reason for marketers' interest in kids may be the amount of adult spending that American kids under 12 now directly influence, an astronomical $700 billion a year. Roughly the equivalent of the combined economies of the world's 115 poorest countries.
One economic impact of children is the money that they themselves spend. The money that they get from their parents or grandparents, the money that they get as allowance when they get older, the money that they earn themselves. That is an increasingly significant amount of money. But that's not where the real money is. Marketers and advertisers have realized that the real money related to the children's market is in their purchasing influence.
Any questions? Jared, does he do any tricks? Does that work for you?
Because of their purchasing power and because of their purchasing influence, marketers and advertisers have become much more deliberate in their strategies and attempts to how to influence those dollars.
Sienna, because kids come first.
It's the children who often determine what kind of car gets bought, what kind of computer gets bought, what kind of cell phone program, and even where they take family holidays.
What's your favorite part of the Nick Hotel?
The awesome pools.
Having my own room.
The arcade rocks.
I like the shops.
I like eating with SpongeBob.
They came on vacation and the kids don't ever want to leave.
Most parents and other people just don't realize how corporate marketers intentionally try to, well, in essence, make parents absolutely miserable. Corporate marketers have actually studied the whole nagging phenomenon, which corporations do nagging better, and they provide advice to corporations about, you know, what kinds of tantrums work better.
Children sometimes say, you know, can I, as much as 9 times.
Will you take us to Mount Splashmore?
No.
Will you take us to Mount Splashmore?
No.
Will you take us to Mount Splashmore?
No.
And part of the nag factor is designed to help maximize the number of times children will keep asking and keep asking.
No!
Will you take us to Mount Splashmore?
If I take you, will you two shut up and quit bugging me?
Yeah,
of course.
Well, will you take us to Mount Splashmore?
Yes!
Thanks, Dad.
So these kids have a lot of power in the economy. The advertisers know it. And they are going after them in a way that is unprecedented.
It's the place where I want to be.
This generation of children is marketed to as never before. Kids are being marketed to through brand licensing, through product placement, marketing in schools, through stealth marketing, through viral marketing. There's DVDs, there's video games, there's the internet, there are iPods, there are cell phones. There are so many more ways of reaching children so that there's a brand in front of a child's face every moment of every day.
What we have is the rise of 360-degree immersive marketing where they try and get around the child at every aspect, at every avenue.
Kids are inundated with this. They are buried in this. Buried in this media blitz.
Kids are now multitasking with media.
Hello. Hey, girl, what's up?
No way.
Plug in your iPod or MP3 player.
Yeah, new music.
They are using more than one medium at the same time. So they're surfing the web, and the television's going with MTV, and they've got the iPod with one earbud in. And they are more vulnerable and are bombarded with over 3,000 commercial messages every day.
Marketers know these are little sponges. They're so wide open. They want to get that brand loyalty for life, because that's big bucks.
It's about people wanting to convince our children that life is about buying, life is about getting.
Can I help you?
Yeah, here, see this?
Go ahead.
So the philosophy becomes cradle to grave. Let's get to them early, let's get to them often, let's get to them as many places as we can get them.
Do you have a business card?
Sure.
Not just to sell them products and services, but to turn them into lifelong consumers.
I'll see you in about 20 years.
And that's an excerpt of the documentary Consuming Kids. In this scene that we just heard, there's a young boy, maybe 6 or 7, who goes into a car dealership for a big SUV and takes the business card of a salesman there, examines a car and says, I'll see you in 20 years. And it's an amazing illustration of how advertisers are trying to reach children at younger and younger ages to create consumer loyalty. And this fantastic film, Consuming Kids, throws desperately needed light on the practices of this relentless multi-billion-dollar marketing machine that now sells kids and their parents everything from junk food and violent video games to bogus educational products and the family car. Mary Pfeiffer, who is the author of Reviving Ophelia, said this powerful, disturbing, and heartbreaking film has the power to change the way we Americans treat our children. It is the best possible parent education product. I recommend it to schools, universities, churches, mosques, and synagogues. It's our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $120. We have 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes left in the hour, and we need to raise as much money as possible. I've been told we've only raised $455 this hour. And that's kind of a shame. We can raise 10 times that. We have raised 10 times that in previous hours. And so, folks, come on, don't wait any longer. Those of you who've never pledged before, you're the ones we're talking to. In the next 12 minutes or so, make those calls. We have one caller on the line right now. You can also go online to kpfk.org and pledge there. But either way, whether you do it online or you do it on the phone, pull out your credit card and make a pledge to support programming like this that educates you as parents, as educators, people who care about what's happening in the world, people who care about what's happening to our children, and that you want to support public radio rather than spend your dollars at the mall on things you don't need. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. You know, this economy has made people think much more deeply about what they're spending their money on. They're spending less money on frivolous things and more money on meaningful things. I hope KPFK figures into your list of meaningful things, because if it is anything, it is important public radio, a treasure in Southern California, a radio station that you turn to for news and analysis of things that are happening in the news that you know the mainstream media is giving you half the story on. I want to desperately cover the resignation, or rather the firing, of General Stanley McChrystal, but I can't do it until we raise the money here at this station to keep our radio station on the air. I want so badly to cover the U.S. Social Forum happening in Detroit, but I can't do that till we raise the money to keep the station on the air. If you think we're holding you hostage with this kind of fund drive programming, it's the other way around, folks. You're the ones holding us hostage because we need your money. It's as simple as that. And I'm sorry to put it so bluntly, but that's simply the way it is. We need your dollars to keep the station going. We just count on you as listeners. Sponsors. We want you to sponsor this radio station. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. And we're hoping that to reward you not only with KPFK, but with these very important documentaries. You know, we could be giving you all sorts of other stuff and playing into the same kind of thing that corporate America does. But instead, we're giving you documentaries that are educational documentaries that can open your eyes. Consuming Kids, says one author, is an invaluable resource for parents, teachers, healthcare professionals, and anyone wanting to foster children's well-being. This film will be opening eyes and sparking discussions in psychology, media, and cultural studies, sociology, health, and economics classrooms for years to come. As a professor of media and children's culture and as a parent, this is the film I've been waiting for, says Lynn Phillips, author of Flirting with Danger, Young Women's Reflection on Sexuality and Domination. Pamela Paul, author of Parenting Inc., says Consuming Kids delivers an urgent message to parents, educators, and government regulators about the troubling intrusion of marketing into children's lives. Watch this and then turn off your kids' TV. We hope that you will keep your radio on, though, and listen to KPFK and continue to support KPFK. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. I want to turn next to The Century of the Self, which is the powerful film by Adam Curtis, a KPFK favorite that is part of the pack of DVDs that we're offering to you this morning as our thank you gift. And The Century of the Self is one of our most popular thank you gifts over the year. It perfectly complements Shop Till You Drop and Consuming Kids. It's created by the award-winning BBC filmmaker Adam Curtis, and it examines 100 years of history, beginning with Sigmund Freud and his ideas on psychoanalysis and how those ideas were used by corporations to market products to people. It's a four-hour opus, four-part documentary that aired in four parts in Britain on the BBC, and it's available on two DVDs for a pledge of $90. You can get all four DVDs and three films that we're offering this hour for a pledge of $300 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Let's take a listen to an excerpt of The Century of the Self.
Following that election, business people start to get together and start to carry on discussions, primarily in private, and they start talking to each other about the need to sort of carry on ideological warfare against the New Deal, and to sort of reassert the sort of connectedness between the idea of democracy on the one hand and the idea of privately owned business on the other. And so, under the umbrella of an organization which still exists, which is called the National Association of Manufacturers, and whose membership included all of the major corporations of the United States, a campaign is launched explicitly designed to create emotional attachments between the public and big business. It's Bernays' techniques being used on a grand scale. I mean, totally.
General Motors Parade of Progress, traveling the high roads and byroads of America, bringing to millions of Americans in their own hometown the fascinating story behind modern industry.
The campaign set out to show dramatically that it was business, not politicians, who had created modern America.
A better mode of living for all of us.
Bernays was an advisor to General Motors, but he was no longer alone. The industry he had founded now flourished as hundreds of public relations advisors organized a vast campaign. They not only used advertisements and billboards, but managed to insinuate their message into the editorial pages of the newspapers. It became a bitter fight. In response to the campaign, the government made films that warned of the unscrupulous manipulation of the press by big business. And the central villain was the new figure of the public relations man.
They tried to achieve their ends by working entirely behind the scenes, corrupting and deceiving the public. The aims of such groups may be either good or bad, so far as the public interest is concerned, but their methods are a grave danger to democratic institutions.
The films also showed how the responsible citizen could monitor the press themselves. They could create a chart that analyzed the reporting for signs of hidden bias. But such earnest instruction was to be no match for the powerful imagination of Edward Bernays. He was about to help create a vision of the utopia that free market capitalism would build in America if it was unleashed. In 1939, New York hosted the World's Fair. Edward Bernays was a central advisor. He insisted that the theme be the link between democracy and American business. At the heart of the fair was a giant white dome that Bernays named Democracy. And the central exhibit was a vast working model of America's future, constructed by the General Motors Corporation.
To my father, the World's Fair was an opportunity to keep the status quo, that is, capitalism, in a democracy. Democracy and capitalism, that marriage. Right, linking, like just like that. He did that by manipulating people.
And that's an excerpt of the documentary The Century of the Self, talking about Edward Bernays, who is the nephew of Sigmund Freud. It's an amazing four-part, four-hour-long documentary on two DVDs for a pledge of just $90 called The Century of the Self by filmmaker Adam Curtis, one of the best filmmakers around right now. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We have two callers on the line right now. And if you pledge $25 a month to KPFK, that's $300 in total. It's just $25 a month to KPFK. We'll send you all four DVDs of the three documentaries we've been featuring this hour. We're calling it the Conscious Consumer Pack, and it includes Shop Till You Drop and Consuming Kids, both by the Media Education Foundation, and Century of the Self, the two-part, two-DVD, four-part film by Adam Curtis for the BBC. And that is about 8 hours of material, by the way. And it's amazing material. It's chock full of information. It's beautifully produced and put together. It's our thank you gift to you today. We have raised less than $1,000 in this hour, folks, and I literally have 3 minutes left in the hour to urge as many of you calling in to, many of you listening to call in and make a pledge to KPFK. Thank you for that extra call. You can also pledge $1,000 if you want to have breakfast or dinner with the Uprising crew, for what it's worth. You know, we'll meet you, we'll have a conversation with you. We can give you a tour of the station, whatever you want. Pledge $1,000 and we'll feed you, and we'll give you a tax deduction for your contribution. It'll go a really long way towards making our goal. If we just get $1,000 or $2,000 contributions this hour, we'll be done with that goal, with what we've been trying to raise this hour. We were hoping to raise $3,000, but at this point it's less than $1,000, which is kind of a disappointment. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We have two callers on the line right now. I hope at least one of you might be pledging at the $1,000 level. We have three callers now. Can we get just a few more calls? calling in near the end of this hour at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We have two callers left, 818-985-5735. 3 minutes left in the hour, and we really need to hear from you. We still have tickets available to see The Leopard at the Orpheum Theater on Saturday, June 26th at 6 p.m. If you would like a pair of tickets to see the 1963 film, fantastic archival film, newly restored film. It's showing as part of the LA Film Festival. Any pledge of $120 or more will get you a pair of tickets to the Orpheum, to see The Leopard at the Orpheum. 818-985-5735, 818-985-K. KPFK. We're getting some calls coming in. If you're getting a busy line, please do just take a break and call back later at 818-985-5735. Just take a moment. But if you can get in there, please do. And if you can spare $300, that's just $25 a month to KPFK, we will really, really appreciate your contribution. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. It's a pledge of $300 for Shop Till You Drop, Consuming Kids, and Century of the Self, three documentaries on four DVDs. We have three callers now on the line. If we can just get three more, maybe one, if you can pledge at the $1,000 level, we'll take you out to dinner or breakfast, you know, at your convenience. We'll pick a time and date that works with you. And you know, it'll be a fantastic time. If you are anywhere living in the Los Angeles area, we'll make it work. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call for breakfast or dinner with the Uprising crew. For what it's worth, I wouldn't be offended if people don't pledge for that, but maybe you can pledge $1,000 for something else. We have four callers on the line right now. Maybe we can just get one more. We have 1 minute left in the hour, folks, and I really need to make up this goal. We so far had raised just less than $1,000, and I really hope that we can push it up to $2,000 or $3,000 before the end of in the next minute or so. We can accommodate up to seven people on the line right now. That means we have room for one more if you're calling in at 818-985-5735. For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, John Perkins, known as the Economic Hitman, once said, "This empire, unlike any other in the history of the world, has been built primarily through economic manipulation, through cheating, through fraud, through seducing people into our way of life." That's John Perkins. That's Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day. Remember to make your pledge at 818-985-KPFK. You've been listening to Uprising. Gabrielle San Roman is our assistant producer. Martina Steiner is our intern. She also directed today's show. Tamika Miller is our engineer. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow at 8.